Thousands of people gathered yesterday in Zimbabwe to mourn the death of Susan Changirai, the wife of the new prime minister. She was killed in a traffic accident. Her husband, Morgan, was with her at the time and suffered some injury. The prime minister says this crash was probably accidental, but the fear of foul play provides a window into the deep suspicions that linger in Zimbabwe. Here's NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton.
Speculation has been swirling around Zimbabwe about the death of Susan Changirai. Many believe the road crash was an assassination attempt on her husband, Morgan Changirai, because of the long-standing political acrimony between the new prime minister and Zimbabwe's veteran president, Robert Mugabe. The rivals became partners in a long-awaited power-sharing government last month. In his first public comments on the crash, Mugabe told hundreds of mourners at a church service for Mrs. Changirai that her death was the hand of God.
Rest assured, we are with you, Dr. Changirai, Honorable Prime Minister.
Morgan and Susan Changirai were married for 31 years and had 6 children. She stood by Changirai, the opposition leader, during a long treason trial and when he was beaten up by political thugs. Zimbabweans are calling Mrs. Changirai, whose body lay in a casket draped with white blossoms, a people's hero and the mother of the nation. In his eulogy, Finance Minister Tendai Biti, a Changirai party stalwart, spoke for many at a rally in her honour after church.
Many of us are in pain, but the majority of us were so shocked that we couldn't even feel the pain. We're so traumatized and brutalized, we couldn't feel the pain. Why?
While he continues to grieve, Morgan Changirai says that his wife would have wanted him to return to work to help Zimbabwe recover from its multiple crises. Ophebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Johannesburg.